almost
heaven. Oh, yeah. West Virginia. Music to my ears. Blue Ridge Mountains. John Denver. Take me home, country roads. The Steelers took my guy, Zach Frazier, with the 51st pick in the second round. And they got themselves a 10-year starter at center. Just one day after they got maybe a 10-year starter at tackle, Doran. Even you gotta love this song today.
Sorry.
They got the guy. We wanted the guy. They got the guy. It doesn't matter where he went to college. This must be how Pitt fans felt when Kenny Pickett came walking through the door.
Definitely.
Just pure elation. A guy that you rooted for, in Kenny Pickett's case, for 5 years, he comes in as your first-round quarterback. And now my guy, been watching his entire career going all the way back to Fairmont. And I think he's going to be a day-one starter, plug-and-play, the next Creed Humphrey. Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, he has the resume. You brought this up before the college football season. You're like, I hope that this kid, the center out of West Virginia, is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. You called it. And it wasn't even biased. I mean, it was a little bit, but you saying that, you know, he's a fantastic football player, so that made a lot of people pay attention, and you're right. And I'm happy that we got him because he is a fantastic football player.
You know, there's been a lot of this on social media. Pitt fans are going to treat Zach Frazier with respect, unlike the way that West Virginia fans treated Kenny Pickett. I don't know, you're going to have bad apples in every fan base, man. I think the whole Kenny Pickett deal, it was toxic from the very beginning because, yeah, you've got three distinct fan bases here in Western PA. You've got, obviously, Pitt. You've got Penn State and West Virginia. And so you're going to have some people go, because you like your college team, in some instances, more than the NFL team. I think every single guy who, or girl, who is a Steelers fan wanted Kenny Pickett to succeed, though. Because you want to win football games.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's going to happen. If Zach Frazier's good, Pitt fans who are Steelers fans aren't going to care. If Zach Frazier's bad, maybe the volume gets ratcheted up that much more so. But if you're good, you're good. That's the most important thing. Home run draft for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to talk to Neil Brown, West Virginia's head coach at 9:35, about Zach Frazier and about the undrafted free agent they signed, Beanie Bishop. Going to be talking to Tony Gibson, the defensive coordinator from NC State, on the fan hotline at 9 o'clock. He'll give us the skinny on, I almost did it already, Dwayne.
I saw it.
I almost did it already.
I saw it.
Peyton Wilson, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So we will say, yeah, the Steelers did a great job with this draft, primarily the first four picks, but really, they just did a great job. What are they still missing, though, Doran? Like, it's impossible with the number of holes that they had coming into the draft to have filled every one of those holes. They did a darn good job. What do they still need?
Corner and receiver. I think that we can all get on the same page there. Corner and receiver. And, you know, even Omar Khan said that, you know, they obviously restructured Highsmith's deal, so they have some money. They're probably going to make a move. I don't know when, but they're probably going to make another move. You need to get a veteran on both sides, I think. If you can get a number two, a surefire number two receiver still, that would be unbelievable. But even if you can get it like a three, but a guy that has been around that can help that room, I think that you're in a good spot.
Yeah.
But at corner, I still think that that is a big, big hole. And they did meet with Cam Sutton last week.
Yes.
Patrick Peterson, there's been rumors that he could possibly sign back. I don't know if you want him to be your starter. Probably not.
I do not.
But they still have holes in those two positions. But outside of that, maybe D-line, but outside of that, I think they're looking pretty good.
I think so, too. If Courtland Sutton would be made available, I would still be interested in doing that if I'm the Steelers. I don't know, though, that they're going to want to take him away from Bo Nix, right?
Right.
Like maybe I saw somebody, I forget who it was now, on Twitter, that equated Bo Nix and Courtland Sutton with Michael Thomas and Drew Brees.
Hmm.
And look, I said the Drew Brees thing when Bo Nix was coming out on our draft coverage because he was almost an 80% completion guy at Oregon last year. He was incredibly accurate. Now, a lot of that has to do with scheme. I don't want to get too in the weeds on that. But I don't think they're going to be as interested in trading Courtland Sutton now. And maybe he's not going to be as interested in wanting to leave now that they've got maybe a legitimate talent at quarterback. As for Cam Sutton, I'm down. I mean, there's a good thread on Twitter about what Cam Sutton was accused of doing. And I do think Steelers fans, I'll tweet it out, at underscore Adam Crowley. I think Steelers fans should familiarize themselves with exactly what he was accused of doing in that process there. As far as the player on the field, I do think I would do it. It doesn't seem like there's going to be jail time there for Cam Sutton. They know him better than even Detroit knew him because he was here for so long and they had the pre-draft process with him. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Cam Sutton's a great guy or anything like that, but are you trying to win football games? If the answer is yes, they wanted Cam Sutton last year instead of Patrick Peterson. I'm guessing you'd be able to get him on the cheap. And what's the worst case scenario? He's a bad guy and you have to cut him? Well, if you sign him on the cheap, there's going to be no risk associated with that either.
And usually, like, in with guys who get that second chance, if he were to get another chance, knowing that he was in a terrible situation, and if he is, you know, expunged, I guess, from that, he's going to come back to a place where he's familiar and he's not going to mess up again. You would hope not, but if you're going to get a second chance and you haven't really messed up before and then you find yourself in a bad situation, you're like, oh, man, did I ruin my career? Like, guys like that, if there's track records, you could see a guy end, you know, being a bad guy again, but there's not really a
Yeah, you know, if you screw
record.
Up again, you're done.
You're done. You would hope that he would have his head on straight.
Yeah, and if you get him to a deal with, you know, not a lot of guarantees or anything like that, you're looking for like a minimum kind of salary, I don't see the harm in bringing him in here. And reports indicate that the Steelers brought him in before the draft just to sit down with him and talk to him. So that's something that I would do. There are other free agent corners available. We'll get to them coming up in a minute. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It is important to note, starting at 4 p.m. today, any unrestricted free agent that signs with a new team will not count towards the 2024 compensatory draft pick formula. So I would expect a flurry of moves to happen today after 4 o'clock.
Let's pull up that list.
And here's who we got here, Dorn. Huh? So at corner, in addition to Cam Sutton and Patrick Peterson, J.C. Jackson out there, Stephon Gilmore, who a few years ago won the Defensive Player of the Year award instead of T.J. Watt. He got totally robbed, did Watt. That's the second time now that that's happened. He's still out there. Adoree Jackson's out there. Xavien Howard. I mean, these are all guys who are longer in the tooth, who there's a reason why they're not signed with teams right now. But I don't love the idea of Joey Porter Jr. on one side, Dante Jackson on the other. Johnson?
Jackson. Oh. You said Jackson.
I got it right, and then I got it wrong.
I know. You second-guessed yourself.
I did. There's always a speed bump for me on any name. I don't love the idea of those as your two pillars on the outside, because I don't think Corey Trice, the seventh-round pick from last year, is going to come in and you can just pencil him in. And he's a bigger outside guy anyhow. The kid from Texas that they drafted, he profiles as more of an outside guy, but I think he's going to come in and be a special teamer. I like Beanie Bishop, the corner out of West Virginia, who was an All-American. I think he profiles as a slot and has a good chance of making this team. But if you're going Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, and then Beanie Bishop, an undrafted guy, as your three, you're left wanting more. I'd like to get one more name at outside corner.
Yeah, I would like Stephon Gilmore on a one-year, two-year deal. I think he has a little bit still left in the tank. He's a physical corner, and he's a guy that, you know, he's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
and they've won that way for the past, what, since Hayden, then you had, you know, Patrick Peterson. They kind of like that, you know, to do
that veteran in the room.
That veteran, yes. I think that he's a name that I would definitely pay attention to.
I mean, man, they had needs at tackle, addressed it with Troy Fatanu, had a massive need at center, they get Zach Frazier, a need at receiver, they get Roman Wilson, they got the guard, who's a jackrabbit from South Dakota State, who I don't know that he's going to be a starter this year or anything like that, because you got James Daniels and you got Isaac Sayamalo, but James Daniels' contract's up at the end of the year, so you've looked into the future there. You addressed three of the needs immediately. Peyton Wilson's a good player from North Carolina State, who they also got in the third round, but I didn't look at that as much of a need. We went in going corner, tackle, center, wide receiver, and they addressed at least three of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to see them do? 412-928-9370. Do you want them to bring Cam Sutton back, even though we know what we know about him now? Do you want to see them try to trade for Courtland Sutton? Where are the Steelers still hurting? Where do the Steelers still have holes? 412-928-9370. You can tell us next. Best caller, how about this, Doran? Wins two tickets to see Better Than Ezra at Rivers Casino Event Center on Friday, May 17th. That's 412-928-9370. Best caller wins two tickets to see Better Than Ezra. What do they sing? You ever heard of Better Than Ezra?
I have heard of them. Can't tell you the song, though.
No.
Probably do know the song if I hear it.
Better Than Ezra songs I'm doing. I'm going to show my ass on this one we did with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All the time.
You know
what?
I'm not.
Why are we even doing it?
I'm not going to pull at this thread.
Don't do it.
Do you want Courtland Sutton to be here? Do you want Cam Sutton to be here? Would you like to see Patrick Peterson come back with the Pittsburgh Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls next. Jeff Hathorn going to join us briefly for the Weekend Golf Rewind coming up at 7:35. Brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not being fit. We've asked you what the Steelers' biggest needs are now coming out of the 2024 NFL draft. A lot of people texting in, Doran, saying that they need a number two wide receiver still, and I would agree with that. What do you think? 412-928-9370. We're giving away Better Than Ezra tickets to the best caller here in this segment, and we just did a little digging on Better Than Ezra because we were familiar but not really. They sing that song Good.
Mm.
I don't know, kind of like an alternative rock band from the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
They're okay.
Yeah.
But if you like them, hey,
yeah,
you got a chance to win tickets right now, and they'll be performing at the casino. Let's go to Sweeper in Los Angeles next up on the show. Hey, Sweeper.
Hey, man, I've been waiting to call you guys. I'm out here in California. I'm one of the oldest Steeler fans out here. I'm 72 years old. I went to the Super Bowl in 1979. They need a second receiver, and that young boy, Tyler Boyd, he's from the area. He's holding out now, but, you know, he's going to kind of come in there, and they're going to get him.
All right. I need to ask you about what you're doing out there before we comment on that, Sweeper. So you're in your 70s. It is 4:21 in the morning out in Los Angeles.
Right.
Are you driving a truck? Are you working? Are you retired? Like, what's going on?
I'm driving, man. I'm going through the grapevine. Now, I'm going up to the Bay Area. I got to do some work up in the Bay Area.
Nice. All right, Sweeper. Well, thanks for the call. I don't think Tyler Boyd's a possibility anymore.
I do. I think it's going to come to a point where his price is going to be too high for every other team, and they're going to move on. And I think he's going to have to come down and just be like, okay, like I need to play this year, maybe in training camp. But I think he's going to come down on his price and be like, okay, like I got to play somewhere.
Well, if I'm him and that is the case, that the price is coming down and he doesn't have a lot of suitors willing to pay what he's asking for, I would not sign until August. I mean, he would still be somebody that would latch on to a team at that point. Why would I want to go through training camp if I'm him?
Yeah, right.
You know, you want to pick up the offense, I get all that, but I wouldn't want to go sit through a training camp when I'm on the other side of 30. I don't know that there's a fit anymore, though, is I guess what I'm thinking. Like, Roman Wilson, he played outside at Michigan. I think he's going to be more of a slot guy here. And that's what Tyler Boyd is, too. It doesn't mean that those guys can't play on the outside, but I almost think that they're redundant.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you don't really have to look. You don't have to pigeonhole receivers, especially Tyler Boyd. Like, he could play, he could play outside, too. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to be the outside starter, but he could play everywhere. You could just use him as a weapon. I mean, that's kind of how we look at, you know, even with Cordarrelle Patterson and a lot of other guys that, you know, have been in Arthur Smith's system. So you don't really have to, you know, there could be different personnel and mixings and groups that, you know, even Roman Wilson could play outside or inside or tight. Or, you know, you need another, I think, veteran presence, if anything. And you could let the dominoes fall the way that they need to fall as the receiver position in groupings go. But I think you need that type of receiver in this room.
DJ Chark, Russell Gage, Odell Beckham Jr., Michael Thomas, Hunter Renfrow, Mecole Hardman, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I mean, none of these guys exactly get my blood pumping. Sterling Shepard still out there. A lot of slot guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't hate the Boyd thing. I want a dynamic number two who can stretch the field. I don't know that that's available in free agency. In fact, I would say it's not. I don't know that you really want Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
it doesn't sound like the 49ers want to trade their guys either. And so that kind of puts a damper on the whole thing. 412-928-9370. Mark in Youngstown next up. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Love the show. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, I agree with Doran. Cam Sutton is definitely a possibility. In addition, I also think adding Stephon Gilmore as well to create some veteran depth on that in the back end would be very beneficial, as well as a wide receiver to take advantage of the 4 o'clock opportunity today. And as a side note, maybe we could work out something to get Derek Shelton and the hitting coach as designated tackling guys.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, the Pirates are going through it right now.
Yeah.
Real quick on them, can you catch a pop-up?
Man.
Can you catch a pop-up?
Man.
What are we doing? Greg Brown was as frustrated as I've heard Greg Brown yesterday. I was listening on the radio side coming back from a hockey event, and oh, my God. Greg Brown going to break. Said, that'll do it for the seventh inning. Presented by Icy Light. Bang, see it. Oh, my God. I mean, catch a pop-up. Anyway, we digress. 412-928-9370. If Cortland Sutton is available, I'm going after him hard.
There's no doubt.
Hard, but I am wondering if he will be available because you need somebody for Bo Nix to throw the football to. And if I'm Denver, I'm starting Bo Nix day one and figuring out what we got in this guy.
Yeah.
And it's tough to find out what you got if you don't have good enough wide receivers. And Cortland Sutton, he had 10 touchdowns last year. I really thought the Steelers would do something.
So did I.
And they didn't.
Yeah, I had that feeling. I was like, they're going to make a move, make a big splash. But they are patient, and they got the guys they wanted in the draft. But I still think that there's something out there that they're going to do.
There's got to be. And we've talked about the free agent guys who are still available. Well, Omar Khan said, yeah, we restructured Alex Highsmith's contract for a reason. So he kind of told us this weekend that they are still going to be involved. I would prefer it be the trade route. I'm not over the moon on any of these free agents out there, though I think I would at least bring Stephon Gilmore in here to talk to him. Rocky and Blonox next up. Hey, Rocky.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. We're doing good, man.
All right, so Steelers won the Super Bowl in 2000 and, I don't know, 06? The Lord's year, 06? Super Bowl 40. Remember the receivers? They had like 14 slot receivers. I think you're wrong, Adam. I respectfully disagree with you. I think they could win it with 3 slot receivers.
Well,
I know it's a little bit different game now. I get that, but it can be done.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and be the guy that goes Roman Wilson can't do X, Y, Z. One of the guys he's been comped to, and he's actually faster than, is Hines Ward because of his tenacity at blocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does not drop the football. So like, I don't want to pigeonhole him, and I would, if all else fails, sign Tyler Boyd. I'm just concerned about the redundancy there. That's all.
Plus, he has all of his MCLs, too. That's a plus.
I still don't know if I have mine. Do you have yours, Rocky?
It's in my wife's purse.
Along with your you-know-whats. Oh, man. I should have left that guy on hold.
You should have.
Rocky, call back at 412-928-9370. You can have the Better Than Ezra tickets. Again, 412-928-9370. And if Rocky does not call back, well, we'll give them to somebody else. I don't know if I have ACLs.
Yes, you do.
I have no clue. How would I possibly figure that out?
I mean, because you do.
I could have been born without ACLs. That could be why I never caught on as an athlete.
If you want to find out, you could let me talk with you in open space, and we'll see what happens.
Whatever's in my knees, if you're going low, is going to break. Whether that's ACL, MCL, PCL, or none of the above, you land on my knee, it's going to snap in half.
We can't know unless we, find out, can we?
I don't know why he'd be trying to do this to me. I'm so nice to him all the time.
Right. Why would you ever want to inflict pain on Adam? Why would you ever want to do that to him?
I don't know.
You think Cortland Sutton makes sense for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. Do you think Cam Sutton makes sense for the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll look at some of the available free agents when we come back. We're also going to talk to Jeff Hathorne momentarily for the golf weekend recap. That's too good not to tell. I got to tell it. So Pat Freiermuth texted you. He listens to the show a lot. And he said, did you wear your WVU shirt today as promised? If the Steelers were going to take Zach Frazier, Doran liked the pick so much, he was going to wear a West Virginia shirt. And what he's wearing, because I'm a nice guy, is a West Virginia shirt with the logo on it that says Beat Penn State. So Freiermuth says, you're wearing a West Virginia shirt. Doran texts him the picture of the Beat Penn State shirt. And he goes, you bleep. I love it.
That's so funny.
I love it.
So funny.
Oh, that's the one thing Pitt fans and West Virginia fans can agree on.
It is. It is. I'm glad that you made this easy on me, Adam. You could have really just... you know, just kind of poked at me the whole time and, you know, did your thing, which you kind of are. But I let you have this day. But you did hook your boy up with a West Virginia shirt that I said I was going to wear because they did draft Zach Frazier. But you made it a little bit less tense.
And I hate how good you look in it, too.
Thanks. Thank you.
It's like too small on me, but somehow it looks good on you. Well. All right, Jeff Hathorn's joining us now for the Weekend Golf Rewind presented by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. If you're not being fit outdoors, you're not being fit. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Much like you two, good friends, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, win the two-man event in New Orleans this weekend. It was an alternate shot on Sunday. Pair birdied 18 to get into a playoff and then won on the first playoff hole. Brendan Steele won on the LIV Tour by a shot over Louis Oosthuizen and two over John Rahm. Stephen Ames won the Champions Tour event by four. Tim Whiting won the Korn Ferry Tour event at 31 under. So over 4 days,
what?
He had 33 birdies and an eagle in 4 days.
What? Crazy. That's okay. That's decent.
Yeah,
that'll
that's
play.
A year.
Yeah, right.
Hannah Green wins the LPGA Tour event by three. And this week's golf charity outing, One Day to Remember. And it's like Make-A-Wish, but for terminally ill parents to have an unforgettable experience with their family. It is next Monday at Wildwood Country Club at 10. Now, it's close to selling out, but even if you can't play, you can support the charity at onedaytoremember.org. And you can send us your charity golf event. We'll mention it during the golf segment. Send it on X at Fan Morning Show or at Jay Hathorn.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll talk to you a little bit longer tomorrow.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, who is an Ohio State guy. So the three of us could really all agree on the anti-Penn State stuff.
Yeah, that is one thing that we can actually, and I think Pitt fans and West Virginia fans can be on the same page. Is,
yeah,
we'll work together to take out Penn State.
Devin Shire, he gets picked.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh round?
Yes.
Where'd he wind up going?
The Raiders.
He goes to the Raiders.
The Raiders.
And then Gong, just say his name.
Gonsalves.
Thank you.
Colts.
He goes to the Colts to hang out with
Charlie Partridge.
Charlie Partridge.
Yes. Keaton Slovis, undrafted, to the Colts, signs a contract.
I thought you were just going to stop it, right? Keaton Slovis, undrafted. And that would have surprised nobody. Did anything happen with Jerkovic? I don't think he did latch on anywhere.
He probably is going to get a rookie minicamp invite.
I would think he would.
Yes.
I would think he would, whether it's at quarterback or tight end or both. You bring him in and just check out the body type.
Yeah.
I think, not to take this totally off the rails here, I think Jerkovic got ruined at Boston College.
Yeah.
Like his final year at BC, he got sacked like 60 times in 12 games. And, I mean, that's going to screw anybody up. Like, David Carr, when he goes to Houston, I thought David Carr was going to be a really good NFL quarterback. It is impossible to be a good quarterback and not have scars that are going to ruin the rest of your career if you're behind an offensive line that gets you hit 100 times in a season,
yeah,
for God's
sakes.
Yeah,
there's no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. See what I'm doing? I'm saying nice things about Pitt players.
Yeah, well, You should, because you love Pitt.
I do not. Took my daughter to her first West Virginia event this weekend. Went to the spring game.
Was she excited?
Yeah, but she doesn't really get it. She kept asking me who's winning, and I kept saying West Virginia, and every time I said that, she was super happy. Like, she didn't know they were just playing themselves. But like usual Saturdays, they did beat themselves, but this time it was okay.
Was there a lot of people there?
18,000. Hmm. It was a nice crowd. Free admission,
yeah.
Food trucks, stuff like that. I love a spring game because you go, you get to eat, you get to drink, you get to have a good time. It gets you. You start feeling like it's fall a little
vibes
bit.
Going.
And there's nothing, like, as long as everyone stays healthy, there's nothing bad that can happen.
Right.
I mean, you guys had, at the Pitt spring game, you had a cast of characters there. Revis was there. Aaron Donald was there. You were hanging out with some of the elites just yucking it up and having a good time.
It's fun.
Yeah. I love a good spring game.
Especially when it's nice. Like, you know, a nice spring day. Like, sometimes, I mean, the weather's bad. It's cold or it's snowy. It's raining. But whenever, you know, just like you had this weekend and the Pitt spring game, it was nice weather and can't beat that.
Yeah, I've been to spring games before where it's 32 degrees and snowing.
Horrible.
I mean, you never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're getting around here. April can be like October, where you can get 70-degree days. Today we're getting an 84-degree day, but you could also get the 30-degree days. You just don't know. What were we going to talk about here?
Don't know.
Texter, if the Steelers sign Cam Sutton, the Buccos have no excuse in signing Trevor Bauer. Well, they're different organizations. So one does not lead to the other.
Right.
I would sign Cam Sutton. I would assign Trevor Bauer if I were the Pirates, too.
I mean, if somebody is, you know, is kind of, you know, I guess expunged from whatever they are accused of doing, if there's no, like, if there's no jail time or anything, if they're clear, then yeah. Yeah.
I have the skinny on everything that went down with Cam Sutton in a nice, neat little thread. Let's just go through that when we come back next, and then you can make your informed decision out there at 412-928-9370 if you want Cam Sutton back in a Steelers uniform. We'll do that. At 8 o'clock, we got Mark Caboli evaluating the draft and telling us who the Steelers might still be interested in via trade or free agency. Again, that's at 8 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Our good buddy, our Steelers insider from The Athletic, Mark Caboli, going to join us in just about 11 minutes here on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Right now, we're talking about Cam Sutton. Should the Steelers bring him back? They reportedly met with him before the NFL draft. That was reported by Jerry Dulac and then confirmed by our very own Andrew Filippone. There's a good thread on Twitter here, Doran, that tells you what happened with Cam Sutton when he was a member of the Detroit Lions, and this caused them to cut bait with him. This is from Ray Eckenrode on Twitter, who is a media type, it says in his bio. He's in Florida, but he's from Pittsburgh. So he wrote this: not sure if the Steelers are seriously considering bringing Cam Sutton back, but before it becomes a social media / talk radio staple, here are the facts so far. Sutton was involved in an altercation with a woman on March 7th in Hillsboro, Florida. The allegations in the warrant filed by the local sheriff's office initially charging him with a felony assault are extremely serious and disturbing. As with all U.S. citizens charged with crime, Sutton is considered innocent in the eyes of the law until proven guilty. We know that part. Sutton remained at large for about 3 weeks before turning himself in early April. He was released a day later on his own recognizance. And that same day, the state's attorney's office said its investigation into the charges did not produce enough evidence to support felony charges and withdrew those charges and charged Sutton instead with a misdemeanor battery charge. The state attorney has not elaborated on its investigation or the outcome. A week later, Sutton entered a pretrial diversion program to resolve the misdemeanor battery charges. The program mandates Sutton to undergo domestic abuse counseling and a mental health evaluation and prohibits him from possessing weapons. Successful completion of Florida's pretrial diversion program would allow Sutton to avoid being criminally convicted. Should he return to football at some point, Sutton would be subject to the terms of the NFL's personal conduct policy, which would likely include a separate investigation into the incident and does allow for punishment even in cases where no criminal charges or a conviction are involved. So there you go. So he could be facing a suspension from the NFL. Does not seem like jail time is coming for Cam Sutton. And so with that information, would you bring him in? They're in need. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, but they're in need, and then you would waste some time because the NFL could actually just stomp down and suspend him, and then you wouldn't have him.
That would be no good. That would be no bueno, is not having him for four games or whatever it would be, two games, whatever it would be.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be a great situation. As for the player, I think he's good, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he can play inside. He can play outside. He's a better version of Patrick Peterson at this point in both of their careers. And I just wonder, all the Pirates fans that say, go out there and get, what's his face?
Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, thank you. It's a Monday. This happens to me. Go out there and get Trevor Bauer. You're trying to win. Who cares what he was accused of doing? Okay. Well, then bring the same energy for Cam Sutton. And for those of you who don't want Trevor Bauer, then I would imagine your opinion would align on the Cam Sutton deal. I just think they need help. I think you could get him for cheap. I think if he did something else outside the law, you would just simply cut him. I would do it. I would absolutely do it. They have to feel like they know Cam Sutton more than the rest of the league would. It just makes too much sense to me.
Yeah.
And, okay, yeah, you'd lose him for a suspension, and like I said, no bueno, you'd still have him for the majority of the season.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to him or Patrick Peterson...
Definitely take him.
I agree. Like, Patrick Peterson, go do media or something, man. I don't want to be disrespectful to Patrick Peterson, but he wasn't good last year. You know, he did some things at safety at the end of the year. He was quote-unquote versatile, but he's not more versatile than Cam Sutton. So that's what I would do. What are you laughing at? That I said versatile two different versatile, ways in
yeah,
5 seconds?
Yeah. You switched it up.
Look, you're going to have bad guys and people who have been accused of doing bad things. It's the NFL. It's sports. Like, do you win on the football field? That's really, to me, what it comes down to. Look at who your quarterback was for 17 years.
Do you think he's the number one? Like, that's the number one guy you would go after?
Stephon Gilmore is still out there. There's a couple of names that are still available, but they're long in the tooth. I don't know if they
like
can
Howard,
do it.
Zaven Howard.
Yeah, I wanted Cam Sutton to be a Steeler last year, and now you're 1 year removed from that. The only thing that's really changed is a big one. It's this criminal stuff. But as far as the player is concerned, I like him better than Adoree Jackson and Stephon Gilmore and Zaven Howard and certainly Patrick Peterson. And for what it would cost... Yeah, I don't think it would preclude you from doing anything else. Like, if you wanted to trade for Courtland Sutton, you still could because you'd be paying this guy basically nothing.
Nothing, right?
Yeah. We'll ask Mark Caboli about that coming up next. Is their interest in him real, or were they just crossing some T's and dotting some I's? Mark Caboli on the Fan Hotline next, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Right now, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, oh my gosh, high of 83.